You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up!
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett. Not for Zachary Berry. Zach's recruiting attack, Berry, over there in Nashville, Mississippi, in his nice home office. Wave to the people, Zach. It's been a minute. Say hey. Look into the camera. Say hey. It's good to see you, friend. He's not in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Peep the hat. I am in the New Albany branch of the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss athletics in the name, image, and likeness space. So please give them your business. They've been friends to us in so many different ways, Billy Landis and company. So thank you so much to Riverland Roofing, sponsoring Talk of Champions every single day. Also, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. If you're shopping your health insurance, unhappy with your health insurance, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group is the person to call. 601-953-8449. Quotes with Drew.com. He's an Ole Miss grad, services 35 different carriers. He's the man for health insurance, 601-953-8449. And B&A Bank, my hometown bank here in New Albany, has multiple branches in New Albany and Tupelo. So for any and all financial services, go visit B&A Bank, 662-534-8171, 534-8171. Man, again, they've just been such great friends to me, just like Drew, just like Riverland Roofing, and just like Zach Berry. And we're happy, as I sit here in the Riverland Roofing Studios in New Albany branch, to say, hey, Zach, good to see you. Are you ready for a Zach recruiting attack, my friend?
Good morning, Ben. It's good to be back.
You're so subdued all the time. He can't just come in with like crazy energy. He can't match Ben's stupid energy. So I want Zach to go, yes.
But I'm only on the first cup of coffee right now. So
that'll do it.
Getting dialed in, getting back into the swing of things. First week back. It's good. It's good to be back. Appreciate all the kind words. And, I do appreciate some of the not so kind words. That's good fuel. But it's good to be back. I'm happy to be back on the beat, back on recruiting. Cause I mean, it's about as good a time as any with Ole Miss. The staff has done a really good job this cycle. I really like this class. It's deep. It's balanced. You've kind of hit all the right notes, but there's still some pieces out there that you could add to a top 20 class to potentially get into that top 15 range. And I imagine we're going to get into that here right now, Ben, with the five most wanted. But nonetheless, I mean, phenomenal job. As soon as Dante Moncrief and Dwight Wilson were hired, they immediately made a difference. It's a little bit of a different attack than previously with Kelvin Bolden. And that's not a knock on Kelvin. Kelvin's just a different personality. So it's been a nice little shift in kind of how they operate. But I think Kiffin and the rest of the staff is gonna get it done. And they have gotten it done so far. So I'm ready.
Well, Zach, you're right. A lot has changed since you've been gone. A shift in the recruiting office, especially as far as in-state recruiting is concerned with Dante Moncrief and Dwight Wilson. And we're going to get to that five most wanted. Also, I want to do a touch on maybe some commitment report, you know, anything that's pressing, that's happening with the commitments that needs to be talked about. But you're right. I mean, a lot has changed. And one thing I noticed recently, I went to the New Albany North Pontotoc game in North Pontotoc right down the road from my house on Friday, last Friday, to see Emmanuel Tucker play. And Caleb Cunningham, Ole Miss wide receiver, was there. John Garrison, Ole Miss offensive line coach, was there. And, man, just the momentum, just talking to those guys. And they're not going to tell you too much about what's going on, but it was great to catch up with them. And both of them talking about the momentum that Ole Miss has on the recruiting trail, the support that all of the athletes, including Caleb Cunningham, supporting Emmanuel Tucker, have for each other. It's really cool to see the 180, the in-state 180. Not, again, knocking Kelvin Bolden, but everything I've heard is that Kelvin had one foot out the door, and a lot of things fell by the wayside because of that, right? You lost some guys that you otherwise shouldn't have lost. Maybe some communication fell off. Emmanuel Tucker is one where the communication fell off. Jace Matthews is another one where the communication had fallen off inexplicably, because Jace Matthews ended up getting re-ranked as a five-star. So there's things like that can tend to happen as individual parties are looking out for themselves first and foremost, and they have to, in a very cutthroat business. But for Ole Miss, what we talk about, it's definitely been an improvement. They have real momentum on the recruiting trail. So we got a ton of commitments we could break down and talk about, recent flips and things like that. Ole Miss has got the number 19 class in the country. But let's start first, like I mentioned at the top of the show, your five most wanted. The five players for Ole Miss football and for Ole Miss football fans to pay attention to keep an eye out for right here and now, as far as potential commit, as when they might commit, might flip to Ole Miss, whatever it might be. Who are your five in Zach's return recruiting attack here on Talk of Champions, powered by Riverland Roofing?
Yeah, I hate to take kind of the layup, or you know, kind of the easy basket, or the easy touchdown here, but I think you got to start inside the state of Mississippi, and it's not like, well, you know, we got to recruit the Magnolia State, we got to put a fence around it. I mean, these are like actual legitimate, I mean, instant impact guys. At the top, you got to start with Tristan Keys. I've seen him in person. I haven't seen him in an actual game. Look, I know it's 7-on-7, but you can tell a lot in some 7-on-7 games. And I saw him go up against teams from California, from Florida, from Texas. Nobody can guard him. He is unreal. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten a little bit thicker. Last time I saw him, he was probably around 180. He's probably closer to 200 now. He is a
thick. Do the thick.
Yeah. Right. He's a, in my opinion, a potential day one impact. Jeremiah Smith, Dallas Wilson, Cam Coleman type guy, Ryan Williams, like those guys that came in wherever they went and were immediately contributing. I think Tristan Keys is that guy. Right after him, Braylon Wait, Womack.
Before you go to number two, here's the thing with Tristan Keys. Because I've been hearing for like a couple of weeks, if not months now, hey, Ben, from people that you listen to, let's just put it that way. Hey, Ben, don't give up on Tristan Keys. Don't sleep on Tristan Keys and Ole Miss for Tristan Keys. I don't see it, right? I just don't see the movement, whether it be publicly or in terms of Tristan Keys showing up for games or anything like that. I don't see it. Where Caleb Cunningham started to show up about this time last year, right? I'm not seeing that with Tristan Keys. What gives you some confidence that he's one that Ole Miss fans should still continue to pay attention to, and it's not just an Ole Miss pipe dream over there in the office?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, these most wanted, I mean, these are like kind of, you know, the obvious pie in the sky best case. So I'm not saying I'm confident that Ole Miss can land him. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm glad you brought up Caleb Cunningham, because Tristan's a little bit like Caleb, where he's quiet. He doesn't do a ton of social media. He's not out and about talking to everybody. He's a very reserved guy. And a lot of that is, you know, these guys like to control the narrative. They like to, you know, control what the media knows in terms of, you know, hey, I'm going to put stuff out on my socials. But I think it's also a lot. He just doesn't do that kind of stuff. He's just very, very soft spoken. But look, at the end of the day, you got to look at the product on the field, right? LSU kind of in somewhat of a spiral right now. Garrett Nussmeier's hurt. The run game is just non-existent. The O-line is bad. I think LSU's going to have its hands full this weekend against South Carolina. So these guys are going to look at stuff on the field too. Now, NIL is probably the most important for a lot of them. Relationships are right there, right after it. But five-star guys, instant impact guys that can go and play anywhere, they want to play for a winner. Like, they don't want to go play for somebody that's playing for the, you know, Bad Boy Mowers Bowl. Like, these dudes want to go play and try to win a championship, be in a college football playoff. They want to be in the limelight. Like, that's what they want. So if LSU's season continues to skid, could be looking around. And same with Tennessee. Like, and I know he's committed to Tennessee, but LSU's still in it. Tennessee, same thing. Like, Tennessee, what's Josh Heupel's offense going to continue to look like? I mean, they're winning games, but, I mean, Mississippi State pushed them around all night in that game. Now, they're still – Chris Brazel killing it. I mean, one of the best receivers in the country. That's kind of your – you know, Tristan, this is you right here in a couple years. But Ole Miss is going to be in it. I don't discount that. Dante Moncrief is going to work him. Dwight Wilson is going to work him. George McDonald's going to be in there. It just kind of depends on, like you said, if they can get him to campus. Because that's – you follow the visits, man. I know this whole landscape is different with NIL. But still, you got to follow the visits. You got to see what, you know, what these guys do versus what they say. If Ole Miss can get him on campus, they got some big home games coming up. You got South Carolina. You got Florida. Get him on campus. Get him around some other commits. Get him around, you know, Reese Wise, the quarterback. Get him around the running backs. You know, Demaryius Yates. Get him around Emmanuel Tucker, the in-state guys. You know, it's kind of like that last year with Deuce Knight, where Caleb was pushing him hard. Ended up going to Auburn, but you could tell it was palpable when he was in town and he was around all the other guys. That's what you got to do with a guy like Tristan Keyes. Tennessee is in a great spot there because of what Heupel does offensively. But there's no doubt that being an in-state guy with the program in the state being a top five program, Lane Kiffin being one of the best coaches in the game, he's going to have a decision to make. But again, got to get him on campus. Sticking with this top four here, Ben, all committed out of state. Braylon Womack's another guy that I think is a legitimate day one impact guy. I don't know if he'll start as soon as he gets somewhere, but he's going to play. Just a guy that just makes plays. He gets every freaking ounce of talent out of 6'1", 205 pounds. He can play a little bit of everywhere. He's got a very versatile skill set. And look, he's committed to Auburn. It perks your ears up a little bit when programs like Notre Dame and Ohio State are coming after him really hard. I was personally shocked that he picked Auburn. I thought it was going to be one of Notre Dame or Ohio State. He always talked a lot about the prestige of Notre Dame and the prestige of Ohio State and, you know, national championships and you know, big time brands. I thought that he was going to go to one of those two. He picked Auburn. I think Ole Miss is going to continue to work the back channels there. And kind of what I was saying about Tristan Keyes with LSU trying to get back in it with him. How's LSU going to look on the field? How's Auburn going to look on the field? You want to talk about on-field product? Auburn is going to have its hands full this weekend against Georgia. So what's it look like if that program continues to slide? What's it look like if Hugh Freeze gets fired? How does that affect the commitment? I think it would greatly affect it. So that's another one. Nolan Wilson and Jace Matthews. I mean, no-brainers. Nolan Wilson's a guy that I don't know if he'd be instant impact because that's a different position. That's a very hard position to be an instant impact guy at. as a
after the player. Andrew Maddox expecting him, and he's played. He's played, I think, 19 snaps last I looked, but it's just not been what I thought it would be, especially with the run he was getting both in the spring and then in the fall as like at worst a number two defensive tackle. But once it got to game time, I mean, it's been the Xavier Harris and Jan Brown, I mean, William Eccles show. So, yeah, that's just a hard spot to break in. I mean, it has not, says little about the talent so much as that's just a hard spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the group they got this year. I mean, you know, you got the transfers in Princewell and Deshaun, but it's a lot of high school guys that worked behind the scenes, you know, got better, got bigger, got stronger. Now they're playing. You know, Cam Franklin, William Eccles, Jan Brown was a freshman All-American. But you got, you know, DJ Holmes, Cam Beavers, Andrew Maddox. Like, it's very, very rare that a true freshman defensive lineman plays right away. I mean, you have your exceptions with like Walter Nolan, but I mean that's a different kind of dude. But yeah, that's a no brainer. Ole Miss is still talking to him. Ole Miss is still working him, trying to get him to flip from Alabama. And yeah, Jace Matthews. It's a curious case here because of the ACL. You got to monitor the rehab. You got to see how he bounces back. But I mean, there's a reason the guy went from, you know, a high three to a four to a five star at Rivals. Number one wide receiver in the class. I'll be interested to see what happens in the final rankings because he obviously can't finish his senior year because of the injury. But he's one of those 6'2", 200-pound guys that I think Lane Kiffin could do a lot with, kind of like what he does with Trey Wallace. Moves him around. He can play inside. He can play outside. Got some top-end speed. A really good route runner, good hands. That's a guy that I think Ole Miss would really make a run at. And again, with these offenses getting a little more exotic and a little more, you know, the playbooks are not, this isn't like just chasing space like Mike Leach or Phil Longo. I mean, this is pretty intense playbooks, and it's hard to get on the field. I mean, freshman wide receivers, it's hard to break through in a Lane Kiffin offense. I mean, that's a testament to Winston Watkins. Came early, got in the playbook, worked his tail off, and now he's playing.
That's a big deal. That doesn't need to be lost. We need to harp on that for a minute. I mean, because I talked to Caleb Cunningham over here at North Pontotoc, you know, his spirits are high. You know, I asked him straight up, I said, "You doing all right?" Because I know it's got to be disappointing for him. He's not playing a lot. Now he's played in three, I think, of five games for Ole Miss so far, but he's a former five-star, and he's like, "Oh, no, I'm good. I know that my time's coming," and all that kind of stuff. He said all the right things, but the one thing he admitted, he's like, "I should have gotten here in the spring," because it sets you back. It really does. Winston Watkins, the reason why he's gotten on the field, and even his contributions have been pretty minimal in the grand scheme of things. He's got 84 yards on like six catches or something like that. But for a freshman, and where it's really hard to break in as a freshman, he has made a mark. He has found a little niche role so far because he got here in the spring. So that's a really good point, man. Like, the timelines across the board have been sped up so significantly. We don't give anybody any time to do anything anymore. If they're not contributing day one, you're like, what the heck's wrong with them? But a lot of it has to do with, you know, just taking advantage of whatever opportunities you can to be able to get in here early and contribute, because it's invaluable now because of the timelines and how fast things go. So that's a really good point, man. I mean, like, getting here in the spring has never been more important.
Yeah, and it's tough, man. I can't imagine having to make that decision. You know, I was on remotely close to the level of Caleb Cunningham, but I played a spring sport in high school, and it would have sucked to have to leave early and not finish out as a senior. And when I asked Caleb, he never once hesitated. He's like, "No, man, I'm going to play basketball with my brothers, and I'm going to try to win a state championship." So
awesome.
That's great.
Fine. Like, that's great. But like, also, just, you got to know, when you make these, like,
you're going to be behind the eight ball.
Yeah. You got to know what's going to be coming with it as a part of that. And that stinks. It sucks that it has to be one or the other. It shouldn't have to be that way. I mean, the kid should be able to just live his best life. But that's what set him back as far as Ole Miss. But I just thought it was really good to hear from him and for him to talk about how he's fine. He's good. He knows his time is coming. I think Ole Miss it speaks to their culture, man, because a lot of these guys – in a transfer-dominated area. And Ole Miss is going to lose guys to transfer. That's not what I'm saying. But a lot of these guys can see the forest for the trees. You know what I mean? They understand what is in front of them, what the assignment is. And while everyone else is like, oh gosh, so-and-so is going to leave, a lot of these guys, one, they're making more money here than they will anywhere else if they were to get in the portal. But even more than that, they understand that Ole Miss will get them there if they trust the plan. I mean, the plan is proven over 6 years with Lane Kiffin and them. So I think culturally Ole Miss has done a tremendous job of really establishing that with guys like, hey, yeah, it's not working for you right now, but this is pro mindset. It's next man up. Look at Trinidad Chambliss, for goodness sake. Just keep plugging. Just keep hammering the rock. And if you keep hammering the rock, sooner or later you're going to come out exactly as you want to.
Yeah. Outside of the state of Mississippi, there's one other guy in the state that I think Ole Miss would like to get. It'd be Corey Wells, the defensive lineman from Petal, committed to Texas. Auburn's working him hard. Ole Miss is working him hard. Texas is trying to keep hold of him. We go out of the state, I think you got to start with Deuce Gerald's, defensive lineman committed to LSU. You know, obviously a legacy. His dad was Davern Gerald's, played center with Jevon Snead.
God rest his soul.
Yep, RIP to our king. But yeah, Deuce, not prototypical size, but I mean, it packs an absolute punch. He's probably around 6'1", 265, 270.
Bowling ball of butcher knives.
Really? Yeah, what, EJ Epperson used to say that? But a highly, highly, highly productive guy at a legitimate classification in the state of Georgia. Plays at a high level, ton of tackles, very active, good motor, moves extremely well for a guy of his size. And I think you got to start with him. Right there next to him, Danny Beal, former Oklahoma State commit. I think that he is going to be someone that staff is going to zero in on because, look, the focus is very narrow now. Talking to people around the program, as soon as I got back, a lot of people were like, hey, we're moving to 2027. They like the class that they got. You're going to go for some flips. You're going to obviously, you know, the no-brainers like Tristan Keys and Jace Matthews and, you know, those guys. But a lot of focus on 27 now because, like you said, the calendar sped up and you got to start getting these 27s in and start trying to make some hay with them. But, you know, if Danny Beal or Deuce Gerald's comes and says, hey, I want to come visit one more time and see what's what, you're going to let him come visit. But I do think the emphasis needs to be on the trenches as far as high school goes. We've talked about it plenty. I talked about it on the Rebel Yell Hotline this week. It's getting more and more difficult to land a legitimate game changer at either it's offensive tackle or defensive tackle in the portal. There's not a lot of them. And when there are, the price tag is extremely high. And we have learned over the years that Lane Kiffin and company, they're going to be pretty careful and calculated with how they allocate resources. They're not going to blow it all on one guy. They're going to make sure that they spread it around, which is how they got Trinidad Chambliss. The Walter Nolan, Prince Umamielen class, I mean, that was just perfect. I mean, perfect storm. I don't know if that'll ever happen again to get two guys of that caliber in the same class, but it worked. I think you got to build depth and build around the high school ranks for offensive line and defensive line. You're seeing it more. We talked about it just earlier with this defensive line at Ole Miss being a lot of high school guys. Starting to see more high school guys on the offensive line. Bryson Sanders right in the middle. I think they like a lot of the underclassmen in that offensive line room. I think you're going to have to do that more and more because just the prices are getting pretty up there.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week. I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door. No shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required. Just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And you need to develop them too. I mean, that's quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at Delano Townsend. Delano Townsend developed at UAB, right? Bryson Sanders spent 3 years at Ole Miss, and it was hard as heck for him to just sit there and develop. But like offensive linemen, it is a requirement. You're going to need to sit back somewhere. If you want to go play at UAB for 2 years and then come to Ole Miss, so be it. But you're right. I mean, building in that way, especially when you have limited financial resources, and that's everybody. I mean, money's finite, so it's not just Ole Miss that has limited, but like some have more than Ole Miss, but no, few, if any, are better than Ole Miss at spending their money. And one thing they've been really smart about is the development of that offensive line. And you're right. They got some guys that are coming up, like Devin Harper, who they absolutely love, who's played, I think, in all five games. No, he's played in three games, I'm pretty sure, if I'm recalling correctly. He's played in three games, maybe not played as much as we thought he was going to because he was a superstar both in the spring and in fall camp. I was actually told by a team source that like he already run the blocks better than Ole Miss's starting tackles, Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams. I mean, he's right there. The thing with him is what's holding him back then? He's swimming mentally, like the playbook and what he's supposed to do on a down-to-down basis. That just takes time and repetition, and it's a completely different language that they're talking up there compared to the rest of the skill positions because they're an entity almost all to themselves in that way. So they love Connor Howells. They think he's going to be a great player in time. He's actually gotten some appearances. I'd be shocked, though, if they don't try to at least preserve red shirts for both of those guys. And I know that they're playing for Emmanuel Tucker. Emmanuel straight up told me, he said, look, man, they're telling me we want you to come in here and be a starter by year two, be one of our starting tackles by year two. That even in old days would have been an expedited timeline. But now you're like, oh, yeah, that makes some sense. I mean, he's only 290 right now. They want him at like 315. He's got some violent punch at the point of attack. He's got good feet that Ole Miss thinks are is like next level as far as his setup and his frame, his feet, all those things, but it's going to need some time. So even only a year to develop is pretty fast, right? But offensive line is just a different world up there, and Ole Miss understands that, and I think the plan that they've built so far, while it's been uneven at times, has certainly turned for the better.
Yeah. Staying on the in the trenches on the offensive line, you got to look at a couple guys like Johnny Jones, who just decommitted from UCLA. I think that's one that I think Florida State's got the leg up there, but try to get him back on campus. Bryson Cooley, in-state guy, committed to LSU, got to stay on him. And then like interior line, I think Ole Miss has got a really good shot at a couple guys. You know, we talked about him on the board yesterday or 2 days ago, Micah Smith from Vero Beach, UCLA guy. You know, what's UCLA going to do with head coach? You know, they're still in the interim phase. What are they going to do? What's that program? I don't know. I don't know how you recruit to UCLA. I understand it's Los Angeles, but that program is I just don't understand it. I mean, I don't know why you want to go there, because like nobody goes to games, nobody cares. Maybe it's just NIL and that's it, and you like the weather. But Micah Smith is one, and then Tyreek Jemison decommitted from Kentucky yesterday. Immediately, Ole Miss was mentioned. I think that's one that you got to keep an eye on. He did say that he will be in Oxford for the South Carolina game. That's a guy right there, 6'5", 330. Those guys aren't just walking around everywhere. If you think you can get him in and develop him, that's somebody that you got to go get. I mean, again, 6'5", 330 doesn't just grow on trees everywhere. So if you think that you can get him in your system, develop him like you've developed Bryson Sanders, like you're going to do with Devin Harper, John Wayne Oliver, Connor Howes, like you got to get these guys in the same room together and get them working. That's kind of like the main thing that I think Ole Miss needs to focus on, because skill positions, Ole Miss is good, like in my opinion, with what is already in this class.
Yeah, like Amari Johnson from JA is – I think Ole Miss is recruiting him as a defensive back. Like, I know his wide receiver listed it on three, and whenever he's already decommitted from North Carolina. But once he does flip – like Ole Miss is the prohibitive favorite right now. Could that change? Of course it could. But if he were to commit this afternoon, I feel very confident that commitment would be to Ole Miss. And if Ole Miss were to take that commitment, it would be for him as a defensive back, because I think you're right. I think they're really – They like where they are with their skill guys. And it doesn't say anything else about Amari other than, like, we think your ball skills will play well at safety or maybe even at cornerback with your length as well. Not that he wouldn't necessarily get a potential chance at wide receiver, but I know initially Ole Miss would want him at DB, and that's another guy that we need to – if we're going to talk about most wanted, he's one that's got some real momentum behind him, Zachary.
Yeah. He's another guy that's kind of shut things down in terms of communication, hadn't talked to him in a while. I reached out to him after the decommitment. He's probably just going to stay underground until he announces. Then we can definitely get some clarification on that. I can ask him if he's going to, you know, if Ole Miss is recruiting him as an athlete or one or the other. But yeah, I mean, I think skill wise, I mean, you got two running backs in this class, Jermichael Jones, Demaryius Yates, both studs.
Studs.
High character guys. Staff is big on that. Especially in that room, Kevin Smith's big on that. Jermichael Jones has played a lot of high school football at Pike Road in Alabama. And then Demaryius Yates obviously has been the guy there at Kemper County for a couple years. But yeah, tight end, J.C. Anderson, 6'6", 230. Big dude. Craig Tutt is fascinating. Looking forward to go see him play here in the next week or two. He does a little bit of everything at Oakland. I think he's kind of honed in on a one or two spots now, because they've added some pieces in the high school portal there, so he's not having to do as much. But yeah, saw him in the 6A title game last year, and he just dominated. I mean, it was a unanimous MVP decision there. The high school the wide receiver class here, I really like. Corey Barber is just destroying everybody in Alabama. And then Jamison Powell plays with Rider Lions out in California. He's a fun guy, kind of a Deuce Alexander type, can move around, can be in the backfield, can be in the slot, can play on the outside. And then the defensive side of this class is where I think Lane Kiffin and his staff have done a phenomenal job. Landon Barnes out of Duncanville. I mean, that is one of the best high school programs in the country. You go get him out of Texas. That's big. That's a Randall Joyner special right there, to go toe-to-toe with those programs in Texas and to land him. LSU wanted him. And then at linebacker, you've got Jamichael Garrett, who is a fascinating prospect just because of the athleticism. And I think that Pete Golding can do a lot with that dude right there, because he's 6'1", 200, and moves like a wide receiver. And then Anthony Davis out of Grayson, that's a top five high school program right now in the country. Some polls have them near the top. Played a lot of high quality high school football. NASCAR McCoy out of Buford, another top five program in the country. These are guys that I think
top five prospect name.
phenomenal name. I think that a lot of the theme you're seeing with some of these commitments is guys that have played at a high level and have won a lot, like that pro mindset. That also goes with you know, a habit of winning. A lot of these guys play at high school programs that win a lot. And I think that that's important. It doesn't mean you don't go after the guys that play at the small schools or, you know, don't win state championships every year. It's not what I'm saying, but like a guy that plays at Buford in Georgia or Grayson in Georgia, they win a lot of football games. Mm-hmm. They play a lot. And these are guys that have played multiple years that, you know, they're playing sophomores, junior, senior year. I think that that's very important. And then you see a lot of these commits in this class, like a Braylon Williams, a three-star out of Tupelo, but they really like his skill set, like what he can do in versatility in the secondary. The one that's really fascinating to me and a testament to the staff is Carmelo Reed out of Chicago. Just flat out said that he picked Ole Miss because he loved the environment. He loved the way the coaches treated him, and they wanted him, and that was good enough for him. So that's a guy that you want in your locker room, where it's like, hey, I'm all in. I'm buying everything you're selling. But again, talk about not growing on trees. I mean, 6'6", 245 as a defensive lineman, Randall yep. Joyner. They're going to have a lot of fun with that guy when they get him here. You know, one of the more fascinating guys is Jet Goldsberry, you know, kind of a switchblade type guy that he plays some quarterback in high school.
He's going to play safety at Ole Miss.
Yeah. I mean, like
he grows into a linebacker or something. He's going to be a safety.
He's not going to play quarterback, but
no, he's not.
Extremely versatile, very athletic, and a winner. Like small school in Indiana, but a guy that wins a lot. And that's something that I think you want in your locker room. He's got some, like a little bit of like Coy Parrish to him, the safety from Minnesota. That was a freshman All-American. Just returns kicks, plays quarterback, plays running back, but, you know, plays safety, plays linebacker. Like, guy just does everything. So the top five most wanted portion of this cycle, you can be a little selective because the class is already really good.
But remember this, too. With all high school conversations that we have, because what we're going to have to start doing here on the recruiting show, we're going to do this recruiting show, Zach says, every Thursday. Because Hit That Line is back, his betting show with his what do we call ourselves? What is it? The
Legal Gambling Council.
The Legal Gambling Council with Nicholas Carr, those dudes, another Ben. That's going to be every Wednesday to prepare you for the weekend ahead. I've got me and Suda Upadea's Game Runs Deep on Mondays, me and Bradley Sal on Fridays, the recruiting show. I'm going to be talking to a player, be it football, basketball, whatever, pretty much every Tuesday, Cam Franklin. If you go search Talk of Champions, wherever you get your podcast, you'll see that interview with him. He was awesome to sit down and talk to. I plan to do more of that. But what we're going to have to do for this recruiting show is focus less on the high school piece, but more on the free agent frenzy that is going to come. And yeah, Especially now that there's one window for transfers to get in, and that will be starting in January. So there's going to be like how we look at recruiting and how we cover it, how we talk about it, is going to have to be different. And we need to keep all of this kind of in perspective. Ole Miss signed 10 four-star or better players last recruiting cycle. Only one, Winston Watkins, has played in all five games. So the impact of these players is more muted. The you know, significance of the star rankings and the team rankings, all of that is more muted. But when you combine it with the transfers and stuff like that, that's where you can really gauge potential future success. So that's what we're going to try to do. Take the high school piece, contextualize it, and then balance it and break it down with the transfer piece to try to show you your next Ole Miss football Rebels. Because when you really look at the numbers, freshmen aren't having the impact that they used to. So while Ole Miss would love to go get Nolan Wilson and, pick your guys in state that aren't committed to Ole Miss, we'd love to have them right here and now. They also don't – Deuce Gerrards is a great example of this. Deuce Gerrards has a massive number. The reason why he isn't an Ole Miss Rebel initially, wasn't an Ole Miss Rebel initially, is because Ole Miss was like, this is too much money to commit to currently an undersized defensive tackle that's really not going to impact winning for them necessarily like they would need for that kind of price point next year. They want Deuce Gerrards, but if he's got to go to LSU and then come to Ole Miss the next year in the portal, so be it. Those are all part of the considerations, right? It's about balancing the budget and making sure that your money is allocated in a responsible way. So you're right. They're moving on to 2027. It's already October, folks. In 2 months, all of these kids are going to sign. The days of a February signing period, they can keep saying there's a signing day in February. No one adheres to that. Everyone's signing in December at this point. This is almost settled law. There's some certain guys that they're going after, but now we're starting to consider other options for Ole Miss, specifically transfer options, because kids are already getting into the portal. So before I get you out of here, Zach, for our first return show in recruiting, I'm going to give you just – and I'm going to do this fairly regularly, but – if I hear a name that sounds interesting to me and also its source, I'm going to get you to buy or sell them as an eventual option or potential option for Ole Miss. All right, you ready to do one? The very first one in Zach's recruiting attack. You ready for this?
Let's go.
Portal option, is he buy or sell? Indiana wide receiver Mekhi Jackson is redshirting. Pete Nakos of On3, the great national reporter for us at On3. In entering the transfer portal, his agency – tells both Pete and Steve Wilfong. He's a former App State and St. Francis transfer, has 161 career catches for 2,169 yards and 15 touchdowns. He has a year of eligibility remaining. He's a former FCS freshman All-American and all Sun Belt selection. Played in 4 games this season, 54 total snaps, mostly as a reserve. He had 3 receptions for 15 yards by comparison. Starters, Elijah Surratt, 31 receptions, 412 yards. Omar Cooper, 22 for 408. They've seen more action, 50-plus snaps per game, totaling hundreds overall. Backups like E.J. Williams also outpace him. He has 14 receptions for 153. So do you buy or sell Mekhi Jackson as a potential transfer target for Ole Miss now that he's in the portal? I'm thinking Deuce Alexander. That's kind of what I'm going to go ahead and tell you straight up. I'm selling it because there will be
better options. Yeah, it's too early. Yeah, it's too early. I'm going to sell just because Ole Miss is in the middle of the season. They're not looking at this yet.
No. I disagree with that. I disagree with that. They're already evaluated all options. There's an entire office over there at the Manning Center devoted just to paying attention to this stuff on a day-to-day basis.
Let me rephrase that. Yeah, there are some in that building that are doing it, but not like Lane Kiffin's not worried about it right now. But
no, he's not.
Too early to know. I mean, it just happened. Just looking at the basic nuts and bolts here. He's from Pennsylvania. But I mean, look, it's NIL.
Sounds like a sell. Just say it. Say it. Sounds like a sell.
It's a sell, but like you don't really look at that as much anymore with like where they're from, barring like a special case of like, you know, a family member is ill or something. Like they're going to go to the highest bidder. So like him being from Pennsylvania doesn't really matter. Too early to tell, but yeah, I mean, similar skill set. He's played a lot. That's another thing that I think Kiffin and them look for is experience. That was why Trinidad Chambliss was a pickup because, sure, it was Division II, but he played a lot. This guy's played a lot at St. Francis. He played at App State, and now he's at Indiana. So he's been around the block, so he's not young. They like to be old with, you know, a lot of the guys they pick up to have a more mature room, more mature locker room is important. Especially for this era, right, Ben, with like you're basically free agents coming in. Like you gotta have dudes that understand the assignment where it's like, hey, look, you're coming here to help us win. Like, you know, we don't really care, but you gotta leave your feelings at the door, man. Like you're coming here to compete and try to help this program win. So that is something that he fits that criteria, right? With like he's an older guy, but I'm selling it right now.
I like that. And we're going to do more of those. We're going to have more realistic candidates, and we'll tell you why you should buy or sell them here on Talk of Champions. This has been the recruiting show every Thursday now that Zach Berry is back with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com and Field of On 3. Sign up today for just $1. It's the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com and Field of On 3. And we're brought to you is this podcast every single week, every single time we do it, quite frankly, by Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. It's Riverland Roofing. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space than our friends over there at Riverland Roofing. So give them your business, riverlandroofing.com. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group is here to help you if you're unhappy or shopping your health insurance, 601-953-8449. He offers regular health, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement plans. Ole Miss grad, 35 different carriers. He'll make sure you get the right plan for you and your family. So that's 601-953-8449 for Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. Quoteswithdrew.com and BNA Bank, my hometown bank, proudly sponsored by them as well. Carolyn Brownson, Whit Spencer, the Spencers, Bob Spencer, too, my guy. Mike Staten, others at BNA Bank, they're here to help you with all your personal and business banking needs, be it checking, savings account, loans, mortgages, other financial services. Contact them today, 662-534-8171, 662-534-8171. It's BNA Bank, a certified CDFI institution, and provides online and mobile banking options for your convenience. BNA Bank. All right, final thoughts, Zachary. Welcome back. I'm glad to see your face. I'm glad to talk recruiting with you. Can't wait to do it more often, you know, on at least on a weekly basis as we get our feet back under us. But final thoughts as we wrap this thing up. I think you're going to take your time to say you're excited to be back. I hope so, at least.
Yeah, man. Very excited. I had a great opportunity. And my previous employer, they believed in me to take on the behemoth that is Texas football. It was a great experience. I enjoyed doing something different. It was a huge task. It's a big brand, obviously, with all the Arch Manning stuff. It was very fun. But yeah, this is where I should be. This is where my heart is with recruiting, and I enjoy it. I enjoy being around this community and trying to build what we've already started to build, and what we think is going to be a phenomenal place to hang out, to discuss Ole Miss athletics, to talk recruiting, and talk about, you know, whatever you guys want to talk about. You know, with the caveat of, you know, we'll keep it 100 on the main board with sports, and then if you want to talk about other stuff, you can go to the other one. That's fine. But yeah, I'm excited to attack this head on with Ben and Chuck and Jake. We're going to try to do what we can to make this the best community and the best place to go for Ole Miss athletics and an Ole Miss community in general. I know that's a big part of it. I know that that's what I enjoy, is not only covering Ole Miss athletics, but talking to people about Ole Miss athletics. That's what I do pretty much on a daily basis with people. And I want to do that on the message board with everybody else. So I know it was a little touch and go there for a little bit. I know that people have some concerns, have some questions, or, you know, stuff like that. Like, you can come to us, man. We'll answer everything as to the best of our ability. But yeah, I can guarantee you that we're going to work our ass off, and we're going to do what we can to make it the best place for you to read and discuss Ole Miss athletics.
He's Zach Berry. I'm Ben Garrett. Check out the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Field of On 3. I'll see you there on the board. $1 sign up today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll be back next week. Zach, I'll talk to you then.
All right, buddy.